Welcome to the Cost Segregation Authority series, brought to you by My Cost Segregation. Today we look at a case from the restaurant world. It is called Shoney South, Incorporated versus Commissioner. The United States Task Court decided it in 1984. Shoney South operated a family dining restaurant chain. Like a lot of dining rooms, theirs had lighting designed for atmosphere, not just function. Chandeliers, hanging lanterns. These were not standard overhead lights installed to keep the space bright. They were decorative pieces, chosen for the look and feel of the restaurant. The question was, how do you depreciate a chandelier? Shoney South said these were Section 1245 personal property, that is the faster depreciation class, 5 or 7 years, not the slow 39-year building schedule. The IRS disagreed. The IRS said the chandeliers and lanterns were structural components of the building. General lighting is structural, write it all slowly. The tax court ruled for the taxpayer. The court found that lighting chosen for its decorative or aesthetic value, rather than for general illumination, is personal property. These fixtures were not there to keep the lights on. They were there to create an atmosphere. That distinction mattered. Now here is the part you need to hear before you take this as a simple win. The IRS did not accept the outcome. After the tax court ruled, the IRS issued a formal statement called an action on decision. It was AOD 1986-48. That statement says the IRS disagrees with this ruling and will not follow it in other cases. The IRS believes decorative lighting has limits and that the court drew the line in the wrong place here. So, this is not a clean victory you can apply broadly. It is a useful case, but it comes with the IRS's explicit objection on record. When does it still help? In a restaurant, a hotel lobby, a retail showroom, or any space where certain lighting fixtures were chosen for their visual appeal and brand identity, not for basic illumination, this case gives you support. The key is that the fixtures are genuinely decorative. They were selected as design elements. They are not the standard commercial lighting that keeps the building lit for safety and function. If you have decorative chandeliers in your dining room or pendant fixtures in your retail showroom, Shoney South is part of the legal support for classifying those as personal property. But we document carefully. We distinguish which fixtures are decorative and which provide general illumination. We stay close to the facts that gave Shoney South the win, and we respect the IRS's objection by not pushing further than the case supports. When this case appears in your report, it supports a specific lighting reclassification we have made. We know the IRS non-acquiesced. We made sure our facts are solid before citing it. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To see the full authority library in your study, visit the legal section of your report.